I wave at his flashy suit. And this is just the Cannon Beach courthouse. You didn't have to come dressed as an Armani ad.
Tom Ford, actually.
He holds a hand out for me, even though I have no intention of taking it.
I'm here now, Chloe. You needed me and I'm here, aren't I?
I stand up. God, I hate the way he says needed. It sounds so pathetic. My name is Clover.
Well, Chloe is your nickname.
Nicknames are reserved for close friends and loved ones. He winces slightly but says nothing. The flowers are a nice touch, Marianne tells him. And I'm annoyed with her for even trying to cut the tension. I give her a, whose side are you on anyway, look. But it's lost on her because she has been infected by Bennett's charm and dimples.
For you,
he says, presenting me with a bouquet of light green hydrangeas framed by eucalyptus leaves, with bright red berries and large peonies scattered throughout. Then I notice the small clusters of green peeking through.
Clover.
He clears his throat into his fist.
And, those are rowan berries.
It's kind, which feels suspicious, and it makes the fact that this day is probably nothing either of us expected when we imagined our future weddings that much worse. I'm frustrated with him for trying to make this anything more than what it is, a means to an end. Thank you, Bennett. You didn't have to do this.
It's nothing.
He brushes the palm of his hand up the back of his head, and my fingers tingle a little at the thought of what the short, prickly hairs might feel like against my fingertips. What the hell is wrong with me? He walks in here with a suit and flowers, and suddenly I'm thinking about touching his hair full of overpriced products. The three of us wait in the courtroom, watching a few other couples in front of us take the plunge. It's impossible to ignore the bouncing of Bennett's leg, and I think for far too long about whether I should reach over to still it. By the time I decide that I should, the clerk calls our names. The judge is all smiles, with ruddy cheeks and thick white hair.
Marcy, he says, speaking to the clerk, I think these two are the youngest I've had this month.
She doesn't look up from her desk, but smiles all the same. I think you're right, Judge Morris. We turn to face each other, like two kids playing pretend. And it reminds me too much of when we were little and imagining scenarios that we were much too young for.
I'll just go through the vows with you, Judge Morris says. Then, if you're planning on it, you'll exchange rings. And Mateo, our courthouse photographer.
Rings! I gasp.
Don't worry, baby.
The pet name rolls off his tongue and the arch of his brow is entirely too smug.
I remembered them both.
Oh, I turn to the judge. Okay, sorry. Judge Morris chuckles.
Just goes to show what a good match you both are. My Delilah was always trailing behind me, remembering all the things that would fall out of my head.
As the judge reminisces, the silence between us grows deep enough to fill a chasm. With glasses sitting on the tip of his nose, Judge Morris begins.
People of the court, we are gathered here today to witness the joining of two souls in the bonds of matrimony. Bennett Andrew Graves,
he glances down at Bennett,
of the Graves family.
That's the one, Bennett says.
The judge chuckles again and winks at me.
Lucky girl.
Bennett's dimples deepen as he takes my hands in his.
Oh, sir. It's me who's the lucky one.
Of course, Judge Morris says with a grin. Let's see here. Ah, yes. Bennett Andrew Graves and Clover Rowan Walsh. Marriage is a serious, honorable matter. It should not be entered into lightly.
He peers down at the two of us, standing as far apart as possible while still holding hands.
I trust the two of you have taken the time to determine what marriage means to you, and that you stand before this court, ready to offer each other a lifelong commitment based on love, trust, and respect.
Bennett's throat works up and down as he gives one assured nod. Yes, I whisper, despite the distinct feeling.